We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's bring in Senator Karen Housley here this morning on WCCO. Senator, good morning.
Good morning.
Man, girls' state tournament tomorrow. Can you believe that?
I know. I'm so excited for it. This is my favorite time of the year, the state high school hockey tournament.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, the Granny Cams legislation, how'd that go for you yesterday?
It was good. Our bill, my bill on getting electronic monitoring cameras in the residence room passed through the final committee, the Judiciary Committee, which is where you sit in front of a bunch of lawyers and you get asked questions and they tweak your bill to get their language in there. It passed. So now it goes straight to the Senate floor, and hopefully we get that passed off the floor shortly, and it can become law.
For people who don't know, Senator, what is the contents of the bill?
I've traveled throughout the whole state of Minnesota, and what people, especially those in nursing homes, really want the ability to put a camera in their room, just so family members can help watch them. And it's not clear in Minnesota law whether that's legal or not legal. Some nursing homes are taking the cameras down. So now, as soon as this bill passes, it will be legal for you to put a camera in your room to help watch your loved one, to help prevent anything bad from happening.
Yeah, a little more focus on the elderly the past couple of sessions.
Yeah, when we took the majority in 2016, it was a priority of mine. My mom was diagnosed with Alzheimer's 12 years ago. And she just passed away last week after a long, long, long goodbye with that darn disease.
Yeah, sorry to hear that. Our thoughts and prayers for you and the family.
Thanks, Dave. It was good. She's with my dad now, so everything is good. But taking care of our elderly, really, really being an advocate for those folks in our nursing homes has been a big priority for me in the Minnesota Senate. And creating this committee, Aging and Long-Term Care Committee, which now we've expanded to child care. But taking care of our seniors has been a priority for me. And getting these cameras in the room was a big thing. We worked on it a lot last year, and it got vetoed by the governor. So we pulled that part out of the bill from last year and wanted to get that done quickly because people were asking for it.
How would you grade the legislative session so far?
You know what? I think we're doing really well. It's much slower now that the House is in Democrat control. So we're a lot more thoughtful with what bills we know we can get done. So the hearings are a little bit slower, not as much as being pushed through. But I would give it an A. I think it's going really, really well. We'll see what the governor does.
What do you expect out of the budget today?
I know Governor Walz is one Minnesota, but I sure hope after today's budget it's not one expensive Minnesota. We'll see what his budget is. But Minnesotans are being taxed enough, and I worry that he's going to dip into our pocketbooks a little bit more today.
Will you be part of the response by the Republicans at 1 o'clock?
Absolutely. Absolutely, I'll be part of the response. I think we all should be part of the response because it does affect everybody in Minnesota, and we do. That's why they elected us. They're expecting us to do our job, so I'll be there at 1 o'clock also.
What's on your agenda today, by the way?
Oh, my gosh, on my agenda, constituent meetings, that's every single day. I don't know if everybody understands what our day goes. Like, it's so busy. Every 15 minutes, you have somebody else from your community coming in talking about an issue. So every 15 minutes, somebody else. So that's the whole day is booked with more meetings starting today at 9 o'clock.
Okay, well, be careful driving in tomorrow. I might have a little different weather for you tomorrow morning.
Really? Is it going to be bad tomorrow?
It looks like it.
I'm so tired of this winter.
I hated to bring it up if you didn't know that. So,
well, it's state tournament, high school hockey state tournament time. Of course the weather's going to be like that.
Yeah, we've got to have one storm, and it'll start the day of the girls' state hockey tournament, and then it looks like we'll have another one for their semifinal round and maybe even for their championship round on Saturday. It's going to be
That's our lion and lamb, right? State high school hockey tournament.
There you go, right there. All right, Senator, you get back to work. I know you got a lot on the docket this morning. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Senator Karen Housley here on WCCO, our traffic and weather next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.